Hey there, kiddos. Black Looks like War you found Kazuma. Your dad's anime stash, where we review the freshest anime hot off the presses. We're here every week doing it to it. With me this week is Sai, who is wearing a shirt that is covered by his microphone.
It's an alien shirt.
And Mark, who someone wished on the Dragon Balls to be a kid.
Yeah, it was not my best wish. There's other things I should have done.
Mark, you look like 20 years younger.
That's what Josh was saying. That's what happens when I shave.
He does look weird.
You had a beard?
No. Whatever limited facial hair I can grow, it makes me look crazy young.
You look so young. It's creeping me out. Can you stop?
I mean, I can try if you can wait 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, we'll just keep recording.
All right.
Oh, look at his shirt, father and son.
Yeah, me and my son have matching shirts. You know what's sad, though, because I had to kill 80 of my son's snails yesterday.
Why does he have 80 snails?
Well, yeah, he had two snails, right, in his fish tank, his beta fish tank. Uh-huh. And then yesterday, my wife's like, hey, does that look like a baby snail? And I was like, yeah. And there's a huge pile of them. So there was, his tank was covered in baby snails. So, and then we were looking at the bottom, and the bottom of the tank was just covered in snail eggs. Jesus. So we did a little research, and it turns out snails just reproduce like crazy.
See, the trick is you just have your murder goldfish that my kid has that eats anything I put in the tank with it.
That's genius.
And it solves your problem. Just get a murder fish.
We have a beta fish, and this is the chillest fish in the world.
Yeah, I thought goldfish, you know, we'd be good. Nope, it's a straight up murder fish.
Yeah,
it has eaten three snails and two ghost shrimp.
Oh, never mind. Apparently, getting rid of one of the snails wouldn't have fixed the problem.
Reproducing asexually is common in snails.
Yeah, no.
I'm telling you, the only solution is to get yourself a murder goldfish.
The only solution is to not have weird pets.
We worry about the beta fish's name is Triceratops. And dude, like, I put my nose on the glass and he boops me. He comes up, pokes his nose into me. He's the chillest fish in the world. Anyway. More news. Sai, what were you doing right before we started?
I was helping someone jump their car.
Not that, damn it. What were you watching?
Oh, the Dragon Ball Daima?
Dragon Ball Daimon. Mark, are you familiar with this?
I saw something on Reddit pop up.
You should be. We link you to it.
I posted the link. And here's the thing. I argued with AthGeek earlier that we're not going to get a new series. I was like, dude, it's going to be a movie. It's going to be a movie. No new series. And then they pull this crap on me.
It's true.
When did you argue about AthGeek?
It was just between me and him.
Oh, okay. I was arguing with him too, but it was about basketball.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I talk to people who aren't the entire group. Sometimes we have private conversations. Why does Mark look so young? Do you think he had some work done?
I mean, I wish.
I think it's the haircut.
I think it's the haircut, too.
I didn't get a haircut.
I think it's the lack of the haircut.
Oh, well, then.
The hairstyle.
Yeah, draped across your face, you got.
And then you have the little swirly cue around your
headphones.
I plan on getting a haircut next week.
That's a good plan.
Next week.
Hey, Mark, scared. Shouldn't you be asleep?
Yeah, actually there.
No.
I was like, I'm gonna be pissed. He's got school tomorrow. I'm gonna be pissed if he's a
terrible joke.
So in other news, guys, the new Frasier series premiered today. Who had the chance to watch it? Besides me?
I did not.
Oh, you guys are missing out.
I was playing Starfield and watching.
Yo, you were playing Starfield?
Yeah.
I remember when Outer Worlds came out. Back when it was the good version of Starfield.
No, I like this more than Outer Worlds.
Why? Because you don't like comedy? You like being bored? Like, look how serious we are with our rock we found.
No, it's just, I just prefer
it's serious about a rock.
I just prefer this one.
Whatever.
I mean, Outer Wilds is okay. I wouldn't say that this is a.
They said Outer game. Worlds.
World, that's what I meant.
Outer Wilds is a different game. Yeah, I know. Anyway, guys, we need to stop wasting time and we need to review Full Metal Our Panic.
Exactly.
Sai, have you ever seen Full Metal Panic before?
Yes.
And you're a big fan, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. So I had an interesting experience when I was watching it, right?
Did you have an awakening?
Kind of. So, like,
you,
I'm
you
watching
found
it.
Out that you like mechas?
No. Oh. I'm watching it, and I'm like, man, this is just very familiar to me. This is very familiar to me.
Did you remember all the memes?
No. About five episodes in, I realized that I've watched it before. Okay?
Yeah.
And not only that.
You love it.
I own the DVD set and did not realize it.
Classic anime.
So yeah, I don't want to call it forgettable, but it was forgettable to the point that I've watched it and I own the DVD set and I did not remember it.
I mean, yeah, but it's still a good. It's fun.
It was fun. It had some fun moments.
And then I remember this, but I think that part that I was telling you about is actually from Full Metal Panic Fumofu.
Brotherhood.
Fumofu. Which is like the second season spinoff kind of comedy show.
It's based more on the manga.
No.
And their dad's a homunculus.
It's a spinoff season.
Oh.
It takes place between first and season two.
What came first? Full Metal Panic or Full Metal Alchemist?
Oh, I think Full Metal Alchemist.
One needs to sue the other.
Well, no, Full Metal Panic may have. Because original run was 2003 for this. And that's the second. So 1998 was the original run for Full Metal Panic.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that old.
And there's three other seasons.
You were 10 at the time.
Iterations? I don't know.
Wait, 1993? Mark wasn't even born yet.
Eight.
I was four.
Three. Yeah.
I was in my early 30s.
The original run for the Full Metal Alchemist manga is 2001. So, yeah.
So it's. Yeah. It owes everything to Full Metal Panic.
Yep.
Yeah.
So full.
The first two adjectives, verbs, nouns of its name.
What? I don't know what you're saying. Full Metal. Sai, why don't you go ahead and describe the series?
Full Metal Panic is a show that's borderline slice of life. About Sosuke
Sagara.
Okay, I thought that's what his name was. I wasn't sure. Who is an officer, a sergeant, in a group called
Mithril.
Okay.
Which is Mithril, like the mineral from Harvest Moon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or Mithra, like that thing from Final Fantasy VII.
No, like the mineral from Harvest Moon.
Which is, I don't think it is even in, I think it's something else. Anyway, they're an anti-terrorist organization?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the thing that makes the plot go is that they're after someone who is a whisperer. Is, I believe,
the people that have the power of the whisper.
Mark, do you want to take over?
Sure.
Sai looks very shocked for some reason. I don't know what's happening right now.
Mark
stole all my thunder.
Yeah, it's people who are like, well, they're called the whispers, and they apparently have something called black technology that like gives them access to things they shouldn't know. And it centers around him protecting a girl they think as you find out, is part of that this whisper thing. And so it's like a journey between, like Sai said, that kind of slice of life between the main character and these two girls, like the captain and the main chick. And Konami. It's their ability to use mechs with like drives that like tap into like
Lambda driver.
Yeah, like reality changing. I didn't quite understand what the purpose of the Lambda drive was, but
essentially it's like reality changing. It can make weapons out of nothing and shields out of nothing.
Yeah, it was like make your thought to reality or something.
Yeah. So what you're telling me is it's a mech anime, and at one point there's a little boy who doesn't want to drive a mech, but his family member makes him. And
no, also he totally wants to drive the mech.
And also there's a character named Shinji.
Yeah, I freaking love. He definitely loves that mech.
Yeah, he definitely wants to drive that mech.
He did not want to drive that mech.
No, in Neon he didn't. No, you're right.
But the kid didn't want to drive the mech in this. He'd just been shot.
He was down to drive that mech.
He would have been down to drive the mech if he hadn't been shot, but things change.
That is true.
Ah, okay.
Mark, how much of this did you watch?
All of it.
That's crazy.
Wow. I'm surprised. I only watched like 14 episodes this time.
I've been doing a lot. I mean, I pretty much have been doing nothing but work, and luckily I was at a part with stuff I was editing that I could just edit it and have something playing while I was doing work. I didn't have to like listen to what I was editing. So I was able to actually binge watch it over a couple of days.
I'm impressed. You're blowing me away recently. Showing up on time, watching the anime.
So many things. Don't worry, I'll disappoint you in like 30 minutes.
Good.
Why? What's in 30 minutes?
When we wrap up.
Why? Did you lose the wheel?
No, I didn't lose the wheel. I just won't be here next week.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
I'm driving to Michigan for a wedding, and it's literally driving 8 hours, bringing my kid to my parents, and then I immediately have to take off to make the rehearsal dinner in time.
I perform weddings, so if you need help, give me a holler. So the plot centers around what was his name?
Sosuke Sagara.
And he's in a love triangle with Konami and
the captain, the chick
with white hair.
Yeah, the captain of the ship, who, as you find out, is also 16.
Everyone's 16 in this show.
Yeah. Except for every other member of the crew.
Yeah, literally just the three of them. What's his name?
Let me tell you, I can name three characters from the show.
Melissa and Kurt. Oh, that means you love it.
Konami. Yeah. There's Shinji. And there's Mr. Mardukas. Those are the three important ones.
Who's Mr. Mardukas?
Mr. Mardukas is the one who sent them the mech when they were fighting the gigantic mech, the behemoth.
What's the bad guy? Gauron? Gurin?
That sounds right. But let me tell you, I liked the bad guy. When I thought he died after the first fight, I was disappointed. He was a good bad guy.
He was a good bad guy. I think maybe came back one too many times. Like, I don't think they needed three fake deaths before the real
one. Right. He should have just got away.
Like one fake death is good, and then you find out he's alive, and then he gets away the second time, and then like you kill him the third time. But like three fake deaths where it was just no, I swear this time he's definitely dead. And then he shows up again. He's like, I don't understand. Like, I don't know, because you refuse to take the kill shot.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's true. He should have shot him when he got out of the mech.
Yeah, that would have ruined the entire plan. Like, hey, do with me what you want. All right, we're done.
Yeah, and like, this wasn't an overly violent show, but there were some moments that I was like, man.
Yeah. That's a
puddle of blood.
It definitely like had the vibes of like a late 90s, early 2000s anime with like all these subtle not even subtle, but like all the undertones of, hey, all these underage girls are super hot, and let's make that well known how hot we think they are. Bye, Sai. And like when they were all really excited to steal the captain's underwear, and she's 16, and the prize was her kissing a guy in like his 40s who was maybe a bit too excited to be having a 16-year-old girl kiss him.
It's true. I was pleasantly surprised though when he got the kiss and he just wanted the kiss on the cheek.
Yeah, I was like, please don't take this on a weird step.
I was like, okay, that's kind. It's nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting, you know, it's like they're secret mercenaries, but they're like 16-year-old child soldiers, or at least he was. At least Sasuke was.
Well, he was from a group of child soldiers.
Yeah, and then was recruited.
His bros.
Or somehow joined a secret military organization. There's a lot of plot holes that don't get explained, but.
Well, we watched like one out of three seasons, so there's probably more to it.
Maybe, but that is okay. Maybe there is, because I tried reading the descriptions and I was like, oh, is it like a continuation? And the descriptions don't. It's just more, oh, how can you be a high school girl while this guy's protecting you? It's like, I have no idea if they're continuations or if it's just different takes on
Fumoku the original season. Is not a different take. It's a spinoff.
Okay, there's like two other ones.
If that's the one you're talking about, but it takes place.
There's like three total ones.
I thought there were four. Yeah,
or three other ones. I mean, I guess
I could be wrong. Don't quote
I thought there was only three.
No, there's four total, but three other ones besides the one we watched.
I think it's just. Let's see. Nope, wrong thing. I'm on Internet Movie Firearm Database. How did I get there?
I don't know.
Fumofu. There's Fumofu, Full Metal Panic, The Second Raid, and wait, no, there is one, Invisible Victory.
Yeah, like are any of them like continuations of the story?
That's or just, no, or they just all things.
Oh, they all are. Okay.
Fumofu like, just takes place between one and two.
Oh, okay. So I guess we would find out more.
Season two
than the other ones. Yes.
So none of it is like Neon Genesis Evangelion 1.01. You cannot move alone.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know when I'll ever watch the other three seasons, but, you know.
Might as well watch them now.
You could watch them now. You have an 8-hour drive. You could watch them during that.
I do. But it'll be probably Captain Underpants books until my kid takes a nap in the car, and then I can play whatever I want.
Let's see.
Just give him headphones.
He has headphones, but he doesn't like his iPad's not going to work in the car. There's no Bluetooth or Wi-Fi.
What do you mean there's no Wi-Fi?
I don't have Wi-Fi in my car.
You have a phone?
I can't do mobile hotspots.
Why?
I don't know. Just like doesn't work on my phone.
What kind of phone do you have? Get a new phone.
I'm trying to. I it's starting not to charge very well. And I called AT&T because I pay insurance on it and tried to like get a new phone like I did before. And they like I went through three different people who were all like, oh yeah, you don't need your PIN number. We'll just text you a code, that way we know it's you. I was like, all right, that works. So I get to the fourth person after 45 minutes on the phone, and she's like the head manager or whatever, this department. She's like, oh yeah, I can't do that without your PIN. I was like, I've spent 45 minutes on the phone and talked to three of your employees who all said it didn't matter.
You can't do it online?
I tried, but because it's not just the battery, it's like multiple issues, but AT&T's thing online, if it thinks that it's just a battery problem, it only gives you two solutions. Replace the battery, which is it just tells you to call to see if that's what you need, or it tells you to just pay $200 to replace your exact phone again. I'm like, nope, that's not what I pay insurance for. You either replace the phone for free because that's what you're supposed to do, or you give me an upgrade for like $100 if the phone's too old to replace.
I've never experienced that with insurance. Insurance has always been $200 in my.
Yeah, when I filed the...
It gets stolen, it gets broken, it's always $200.
Yeah. When I filed the last claim, like I had an S7 and my phone was like too old. Like they didn't make S7s anymore. So they're like, all right, we'll give you an upgrade refurbished S9 Plus for like $80. So I was calling just to feel like, because I was calling just to be like, okay, can I do that again? Or can you just replace the battery, or can you just fix the phone, or what? Like it's got multiple issues.
Well, we're in the 20s now.
Yeah, they wouldn't do a single.
Yeah, but they skipped from like 9 to 20.
I think they literally went from 9 to 20. So I have to sit there and I have to call again next week and try again because I was too pissed off to deal with it again.
Listen, you need to stop paying for insurance. That's just a scam.
No, I am now. I literally like slipped my mind that I was, and I was like, all right, I'll get this new phone, and then I'm going to cancel it, and then I have to cancel AT&T and figure out where else to go.
Just switch to prepaid.
I mean, that could work.
Yeah, just look at AT&T. Like, we switched from Verizon regular to Verizon prepaid, and our bill went from $200 a month to $80.
That's pretty good.
Anyway, guys, what does this have to do with Fullmetal Panic?
I know, they had phones.
They did have phones. Sai, did you like when they called each other on their phones?
Yep.
It was great.
I don't recall that, but yep. I loved it.
Well, you don't remember them talking on phones in this entire show?
Don't. Oh, wait, no, I do. I remember the part whenever he stole the phone.
Yeah. So, Sai, who would you say your favorite character was?
Kurtz.
And that's the guy from Full Metal Alchemist.
No, that's the yellow-haired guy in his from squadron.
Yeah, who voiced Edward Elric in Full Metal Alchemist.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I feel like you're lying to me.
Why would I lie to you? What do I have to gain?
I don't know.
And how did you not recognize that voice?
Because I wasn't paying attention to it.
Oh, did you watch the sub?
No. Well, it kept jumping back and forth.
Oh, I was just watching on Crunchyroll.
I watched the first couple of episodes on Crunchyroll, then I switched to DVD.
Yeah, you did find it.
I just popped a DVD in, and then I get to pick whatever I want.
Oh.
It was a bootleg DVD set, though, so.
I don't know. How I mean, you,
Mark, who is your favorite character?
Probably that blonde sniper guy.
Kurtz.
Yeah,
so he seems to be a favorite. I'm gonna go with Mr. Mardukas. I think he really saved the day.
I was
worried at the end. I thought he was gonna die.
What's his name? I like what's his name too. Kalanin?
Kalanin?
The old guy.
Oh yeah. The tortured guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was all right. He was no Mr. Mardukas.
I mean, Mr. Mardukas didn't get tortured. So,
well, I mean, if they tried to torture Mr. Mardukas, he would have just kicked their asses and walked out. And he would have taken the behemoth and just dumped it in the ocean.
He really, I will say, for being like the big bad guy, his end plan was a little lacking in contingencies.
Yeah.
Just kind of assumed everything would work.
He didn't. I mean,
well, isn't that what most Vic Mignogna did? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. I can't believe I didn't recognize it.
I'm disappointed in you.
I don't care enough.
Sorry, you should be disappointed too.
I'm not. Not even a little bit, to be honest with you.
Hmm. What was your favorite part, Sai? You keep talking about this one part that was super funny.
But it wasn't. I linked it to you. It was in Fumofu. Okay. It wasn't in this. I linked it to the Discord.
What was your favorite part in the one we watched?
It was... What was my favorite part in this one? It was probably the episode where they went to the... park, like the theme park, and he kept beating up the boyfriend.
Oh yeah, when he thought he was like messing with her or whatever.
Yeah, him. And he kept attacking that guy.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I mean, that guy was a douche. So,
I mean,
You get what you get. You don't throw a fit, you know?
It's true.
He's also a trained soldier.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, I'm about to go see about that. Hold on.
I think I'm about to mess you up.
I was really impressed that with just 24 episodes, they still managed to fit a softball episode in.
Why are you surprised?
I'm not surprised. I'm impressed.
Oh, why are you
impressed? Look how many episodes it took Dragon Ball.
Yeah, okay. What was the one we watched last week?
Last a Place time? Further Than the Universe?
Yeah, wasn't that 13 episodes?
Yeah.
Softball episode.
And they got softball in there.
Yeah.
And then again, Fooly Cooly, only 6 episodes, and they got it in there. And
they had a whole episode.
Yeah.
Not even just a little. Man. Yep, that's why Fooly Cooly's the GOAT.
It is the GOAT. Maybe we'll roll it sometime.
If we do, okay. We have to watch all of it.
Yeah, all 6 episodes.
All 6 seasons.
We'll get
that's
through
it. That's probably fine. I mean, yeah. I don't know. They're only 6 episodes apiece.
Oh, and for only being 24 episodes, they also managed to give us the tragedy of him killing his best friend.
Yeah.
From his child soldier days.
Yeah, that kind of tragedy. The kid had it coming.
He did. That to me seemed definitely horseshoed in there. Like, they keep mentioning he's a child soldier and it's all about this one guy. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, by the way, there was another kid you fought with who just happens to have joined the other side.
No, that's how it works when you're a soldier, isn't it?
Probably not most of the time.
Not well, that
if you're a mercenary.
I don't know. We'd have to ask Athgeek, and he didn't show up. Despite the fact that he kept saying, I'll definitely be there.
He wasn't a mercenary, though.
And like,
we don't know that.
Yeah, it's true. And Athgeek's favorite anime is old anime. So, like, I what did he have to do?
That's weird.
Athgeek stuff.
Yeah. She probably had to watch 30 episodes or something. I don't know. Anything stick out to you guys about Full Metal Panic that you want to talk about?
Better than it.
It's
for its age. I thought it was old. You know what?
Like the animation's like that kind of end 90s, early 2000s anime. It's got that feel to it.
But it was, it had that style with the big eyes and lots of hair and all that. But it was good animation.
It was good animation. I will say the intro and outro weren't the best. I've heard better from that era, but I've heard worse.
Yeah.
But it was, it was a solid anime. Like, I don't know if I'd like openly recommend it to like people trying looking for stuff to watch. But if you like mech-ish stuff, then you'd probably enjoy it.
If you like Party Time Fun Mech.
I guess if you like more realistic mech, I will say that like it was more realistic mech fights in the sense that like they're just using knives and like regular gun, like other
and
than
breaking
like
the laws of reality.
No, I'm saying other than the Lambda Drive stuff.
The Lambda Driver.
Other than the Lambda Drive stuff, the and other the fights were just like
right on.
Yeah, we're just like normal like
well,
normal
the
guns, had
a Lambda Driver.
Normal like yeah, normal yeah. Knives and stuff like. Other than the weird black stuff, like advanced technology, like
oh, okay,
the black gate. What is black gate? Mainly USAID.
Technology. Yeah, it's like wait, I didn't see any black guys in the show.
There were a couple. Yeah, there was that one American one that died.
Yeah,
Jackson, Bill, a douche. Yeah,
and I was happy when he died.
Yeah. I mean, I will say that was an interesting little thing too. Like, because of course, like you see him being like asshole Americans, and you're like, oh, they're all gonna die. Like, there's like, and then the one trying to be nice, but like not really being firm about it. It was like, oh, they're clearly all going to die, a horrible death.
Well deserved.
Yep.
Oh yeah, 100%. They were complete douches that deserved it.
Gosh, what do you think, Sai?
You should look at that video clip.
What?
That I sent to the Discord.
Full Metal Panic Sasuke shoots a guy's ass for 1 minute.
Don't worry about what it says.
Okay. I'm guessing this is from one of the other seasons.
It's from Fumofu. This is the part I was like.
Yeah, no one got shot in the ass for a full minute.
Yeah, okay, so it's rubber bullets. Okay, so they just took the one shot and just kept extending it and reclipping it over and over.
Hmm. They should have left the whole minute in the show.
I don't think it was a whole minute in the show.
Oh, internet.
But it was extended and it was hilarious and I love it.
What are you looking at, Mark?
Snakes. I don't know. No, this cat just like this cat was dead asleep and then it just stood up in its cat tree. The And is now staring. Yeah, and is now staring. Oh, an actual cat this time. And is now just staring at the ceiling.
Your cat keyboard turned into an actual cat?
His cat keyboard came to life in the first episode, but you weren't here back then.
Yeah. It was a weird time.
We used to have fun.
That's true. And then Dungeons and Dragons happened.
I mean, you guys could just go into Dungeons and Dragons.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
We can restart it.
What do you think, Sai? How would you rate this anime
on a
scale of S plus to whatever the lowest grade we give is?
B plus.
What'd you say?
A B plus.
B plus.
That's pretty good. That's pretty high.
That's pretty good.
I will say I liked it. I believe I liked it better upon second viewing.
Yeah. So I liked it better on the second viewing too.
I had never watched it back in the day, so this is my first time. But
is this sitcom adjacent? Because the whole time I was like, this is kind of like a sitcom.
I think it is kind of like a sitcom.
Yeah,
a lot of wacky hijinks.
Yeah,
and there's a situation in comedy.
It reminds me of that time Frasier tried to throw a dinner party.
You can also tell definitely made in a different era, like not only because of the jokes about like all the underage girls, but the fact that in the first couple episodes,
they don't still do that.
No, I'm saying like not just because of that, but like the fact that in the first couple episodes, he's routinely caught bringing guns to school.
Ooh, yeah.
It's also Japan, though. It's not America.
Well, I mean, the dub, though. Like in today's world, Sai, you don't see America editing that out.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Haven't you seen Yu-Gi-Oh?
That would make them do extra work.
They've removed like episodes for like of Community from everything because of the Dungeons and Dragons episode. Like they've proven they'll remove full episodes of stuff if there's something.
They edited all the guns out of Pokemon, Sai.
It was one shot. That was one shot.
That was what you're thinking of the one episode from the time you know about, but they've always done it going forward.
Well, and in Full Metal Panic, it's only two scenes that are like 10 seconds where he gets caught. That's pretty easy to edit out.
Okay. I'm just saying Crunchyroll is doing it direct from, if it came out today, they would not do it, I don't think.
That's what I'm saying. If it came out today,
I don't think they'd do it.
To be fair, Sai does have a point. Because think about the show, Jobless Reincarnation. Probably could have edited out a lot of that, but they didn't.
Yeah,
they could have edited out Goblin Slayer's first episode. Didn't do that.
Well, they definitely didn't do. They definitely edited out a lot of the some stuff from Air Gear.
It was all right. I'd give it a B.
They choose what they want to.
Yeah.
And like, I think Air Gear and what do you call it got edited because they were syndicated on TV.
Yeah, that's true. That does change a lot of it. But yeah, I'm good with a B. I think a B is about where I'm at.
Yeah, that's a pretty high rating.
Yeah, it's a solid anime. Like, there's Are you going to be like up all night rewatching it? Probably not. But if the wheel landed on like Full Metal Panic again, like if we re-added it and it landed and we had to watch the next one, I wouldn't be upset about it.
No, yeah. Fumofu is more comedy than this one. This one actually had like a plot going for it.
Right, yeah.
Wait, was the bear in this one?
No.
There was no bear. No, there was no bear in this one.
Maybe it starts in...
So wait, what is season two? Is season two Frou-Frou, or is it the second?
No, I think it's the one after, though.
Yeah, it's the one after Fumoku.
It's technically season two. You want me to re-add it?
Yeah.
Yeah, add it. We need to break the wheel anyway.
It's true. Okay, so I thought about this too. So I can do the wheel, because I obviously, like I said, I won't be here next week, but the next week after that is like right before Halloween. So we just do you want to do the wheel, or do we want to watch like an actual like horror anime? And bypass the wheel because it's Halloween, or just roll the wheel.
What would the horror anime be?
I mean, I tried looking up some lists of
Inuyasha.
Yeah.
The closest thing I've ever watched to a horror anime is Lain.
Isn't Gengage? Yeah.
I mean, there's one that I've already watched called Parasite, which is really good. But
Parasite's like body horror, isn't it?
I don't know if there's any like true horror, but here's one called Another. So it's a horror anime.
Paranoia Agent and Tokyo Ghoul are horror?
Yeah, Paranoia Agent.
Definitely. Anime is a weird thing.
Paranoia Agent is not.
Okay. Yeah, Dead Man Wonderland isn't horror either. It's messed up, but it's not horror.
How's Paranoia Agent not horror?
How is it horror? How is Hellsing horror?
Yeah, let me look up this one called Another that it says is on Crunchyroll and see if
this list Devil Man Cry Death Note is the biggest horror anime.
Okay, so Another, it just says the school holds, it's 13 episodes, says the school holds a secret that nobody must speak of. I don't know if it's horror or not, but
Paranoia Agents as an episode. I'd have to watch it. Paranoia Agents.
A couple of reviews, pretty good anime for those that like creepy. I don't know. From what I've looked so far, Another seems like it might be our best shot if we want to watch like a spookier anime. But I don't know.
Devil Man Crybaby.
No, that was awful. I'm good with Another. We can give it a try.
Let's see if I can find it.
This is bad. I'm going to be so upset.
Okay, so it's like something happens to a kid, and somebody is trying to uncover this mystery of what happened to this kid, and no one will talk about it.
Kawauchi sensed an ominous vibe from his fellow students when he switched schools. They were all guarding a mysterious girl named May, who greatly intrigued Kawauchi. However, bizarrely, nobody ever seemed to notice her presence.
I think I know what this is.
Let's do it. Let's make it happen, guys.
I don't think this is a horror.
I don't know if there is like a true horror anime. Our best bet might just be like something that's spooky.
What about?
No, we could do Another, but I'm fine with it.
I mean, if we can find like a true horror anime, I'm down for it. But I couldn't. Well, everything that
I think Japanese horror is always going to be different from.
It definitely is. That's part of the problem is that what they consider horror anime, like we normally wouldn't. But
Boogie Pop Phantom.
Horror anime is more psychological.
It's true.
Yeah, that's why Paranoia Agent counts.
I guess if that's what they consider horror, I considered it a fun romp.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they've got some ones that it's like.
Would they have Yamashiba Japanese ghost stories? Perfect Blue is one.
Perfect Blue, I've heard, is messed up.
Yeah, that's psychological though.
Let's just go
Boogie Pop.
Sai, unless you're objecting to this, let's just go with Another.
That's fine. No, I'm just looking at these. Chainsaw Man?
Chainsaw Man is not horror.
Yeah, exactly.
It's action.
Yeah.
Action can be horror, though.
Another might be our best bet for, like, creepy suspense horror to keep up with at least something on Halloween-ish related.
Are you telling me that Jason is an action horror?
Yeah.
Like Jason Voorhees? Yeah. Jason?
Yeah.
Interesting.
The dude who went to space?
That's action horror.
That's comedy.
Then what's horror?
What's horror?
For you, Josh.
I don't know. Nightmare on Elm Street 1?
Psychological?
Hellraiser.
Hellraiser.
Hellraiser. Hellraiser's horror.
Candyman?
Candyman is horror.
I don't watch horror, so I don't really know.
Jeepers Creepers?
Jeepers Creepers.
The first couple.
Yeah, no, only the, like, I think the first two I would consider.
The thing about horror, though, is so many horror franchises just slip into comedy.
They really do. Even Chucky slipped into comedy.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking of.
I've heard the TV show was pretty good, but I don't know. I didn't watch it. But yeah,
I need to watch it. I've seen every movie.
Yeah, so have I. Like, yeah, but like, Chucky started off like pure horror, and then it delved into it. I think when they introduced his wife is when it started to like
Bride of Chucky. Well, I think.
Yeah, I think that's the birth of like the comedy routine, because then it became more about this like dynamic of them fighting than it did about him murdering people. No, like it became more about him and her than the actual murder.
I think it's weird how they just ignore the plots of the previous movies and move on.
Yeah, there's not really any continuity with Chucky other than the fact that it's still Chucky.
Like at the end of Seed of Chucky, where the kid from the first one kills Chucky, and then the next one they just pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah, it's like, oh hey, here's Chucky, guys. Yeah, Chucky, like, I guess it's the pseudo, like, jump the shark kind of thing.
Well, it's that as a society, we got a lot more sardonic and wouldn't accept the killer doll anymore as scary.
Yeah, it's also harder to really make something that's, like, genuinely scary these days. And, like, because, like, I don't consider Saw horror because it's just about, like, gore and...
It's just about gore.
Yeah. And like that's what a lot of these movies.
First one wasn't.
No, first one was more. Yeah, first one was amazing. I love the first Saw. Like first Saw was great. But then
almost as good as the Princess Bride.
It became just about gore after the first one. Like I remember seeing Saw 4 in theaters, or and it was like there was like that 5-minute scene of him like drilling into a guy's skull, and it's just tons of blood. And I was like, what is this? Like,
this is a long time.
Like for 30, like for 5 seconds. Sure. But why am I still watching this? Like from start to finish, there's no point to this.
All right. So that's the plan, guys. What we'll do is we're going to everybody tune in 2 weeks. We're going to watch the horror anime. And then we're going to discuss that and probably some horror films. Yeah, and we're going to get the true meaning of horror.
I don't watch horror, so.
Well,
you don't have to.
Horror films, I will.
We did it for you, Sai.
No. Sai, let me tell you something. I've seen every Leprechaun movie.
I've seen Leprechaun.
Those were weird ones.
I don't know that they were ever horror films.
No, it's the same thing with like Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Like it's in the horror franchise, but it is not a horror movie in any way.
All right. I'm going to end the show on that note. So everybody get ready to be ended.